we study a condition called acute liver failure. So that is basically when the liver fails, and it's in patients that have no known history of liver disease or cirrhosis. Of those cases, about 2,000 occur in the U.S. annually. Half of the patients that come in with liver failure due to acetaminophen, it's unintentional. Well, I have chronic back pain. I take Vicodin. My back pain's been acting up, so maybe I have taken a few extra. Well, then I got the sinus congestion, so I've been taking Tylenol Cold and NyQuil. Well, because I have the sinus congestion, I can't sleep. I'm taking Tylenol PM. Before you know it, they have much exceeded the 4,000 milligrams of recommended acetaminophen a day.
And they're all over-the-counter medications. How bad can it be?
Or given to them by a physician. And so the community seems to think if you can buy it over-the-counter, it's harmless. Or if it's prescribed to me by a physician, it's okay. But they don't realize that acetaminophen is in so many different products and that they are getting it from multiple different sources.
Is there anything about the drug in and of itself that causes a great deal of harm?
If you take acetaminophen at the prescribed doses, it's a very safe medication.
Okay.
If you exceed the recommended doses of acetaminophen, in every single patient, if you take enough of it, it will cause liver damage. So, for instance, we recommend do not exceed the 4,000 milligrams recommended daily by the manufacturer. If you have known liver conditions such as chronic hepatitis or cirrhosis, we usually recommend not exceeding 2,000 milligrams a day. Alcohol seems to induce the enzyme that causes the acetaminophen to be metabolized into the toxic substance. So alcohol and acetaminophen together can be a bad combination. We're not quite sure if it's because of this enzyme induction or if it's because people are imbibing alcohol and may lose track of how much acetaminophen they're actually taking.
4,000 milligrams, 2,000 milligrams, and person is not going to do that kind of math on their own.
Right. So usually we tell our patients 4,000 milligrams is usually 8 extra strength Tylenol. So extra strength Tylenol is marketed under 500 milligrams. But you actually have to read your labels. If you have been given a prescription like codeine bundled with acetaminophen product, the acetaminophen can vary anywhere from 325 milligrams up to 750 milligrams for one pill.
Mm.
So you just have to read your prescription label and find out how much acetaminophen the product has in it. The recent FDA actually recommended to limit the amount of acetaminophen being bundled with these hydrocodone or codeine products. So in 2014, they're trying to get away with any medications having more than 325 milligrams of Tylenol bundled with an opioid. And they've even gone further to say that maybe Vicodin and Percocet and drugs like that need to be regulated more carefully, have triplicate prescriptions, limit how much can be prescribed at a time, and actually crack down that way as well, because there is some abuse of these medications.
When people are taking pain relief medication and they're not getting the relief they expect or would like to have,
you need to call your physician. Taking more is not usually a good idea in this case.